Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 204. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. 888-808-1019. On this Football Friday. I got you for another 3 hours. We take you to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. So I did, look, I'm taking calls and congratulations a lot here. And I did talk about it yesterday when the announcement was made. But I did want to just briefly address it quickly. And we'll talk, I guess, again, because I'm not done completely with overnights. I'll still have overnights throughout the year. But I did want to just wait till 2 o'clock, which is the usual. I mean, I do a lot of midnight rides, too. But 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. has been the typical, certainly during the baseball season, the summer months, show. So I wanted to just wait until 2 a.m. and talk to the overnight audience here about getting a new gig. So I'm sure you've all heard. I will be leaving the overnights, and I will be joining Craig Carton in the afternoons from 2 to 7. It is a 20-year-in-the-making dream for me. I have been at the station for a long time. I was at the station in January of 07. I started my internship back in Astoria. And from that moment on, and really from before that, when I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting and just decided that this was what I was going to attempt to do with my life, I did it because I loved this station and I loved Mike and the Mad Dog. That was what I wanted to do. That show changed a lot for me as just a sports fan. I remember it really started with the 96 World Series and listening to Mike and Chris after the Yankee post games, or after the games, we would turn to the Fan and listen to Mike and Chris, me and my father. And, you know, that's when I kind of fell in love with sports radio. And that wasn't always necessarily the dream, but I always loved that show and loved sports radio. And when I had to make a decision on what to try and do with my life, I decided, you know what? Let's do that. And from that moment on, I was chasing this goal. And every step along the way, from getting the internship to being hired full-time and working with Steve Summers to working a Saturday shift with Chris Russo to filling in on the board, Mike and the Mad Dog. I remember looking at the schedule on the wall and having my name under the board op for Mike and Chris and thinking that was the coolest thing in the world, to obviously getting a chance to work for years with Mike, or, you know, for Mike. as his board op associate producer along with Monzo was an incredible experience. And being a part of Afternoon Drive in any way, shape, or form here at the station was incredible. And then obviously the on-air stuff, the first time I got a shift, the first time I was told I was going to be working regularly on Saturday. So then obviously being a part of Carton and Roberts and kind of developing that as Big Mac and be kind of, you know, finding my voice a little bit and then getting the overnight shift. Every bit of it has been a dream. I've been here for 20 years. I love everything about it. And I would have been happy doing the overnights for ever. I truly would have been. I love doing this. We joke and we talk about the lifestyle and the hours and the sleep and all of that's true. But I've loved doing this show. I could not have been more excited when I found out they were going to entrust me with it. And for 2.5 years, I've done it as best I could, and I've really enjoyed it. But this is an opportunity to be the Afternoon Drive host at WFAN. It is the pinnacle. And I couldn't be more excited about it. Looking forward to joining Craig come January 5th. And it's not lost on me. And, you know, I got this from Mike. Mike would say this all the time about the real estate that this is. The real estate of Afternoon Drive and WFAN is second to none. So this is an opportunity that I could not be more excited about. It's still, in many ways, hard to believe. And I can't wait to get started in January 5th. And I'm not going to be talking to you at 3 o'clock in the morning anymore, but you're still going to hear plenty of me. I'm going to be here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to be doing, for anyone who's curious, I am still going to be doing the Saturday shows at 9 a.m. every Saturday. I still love doing that. That was when I got that show. I didn't even say that in the preamble here. When I got the Saturday show, I mean, that was Russo's show. That's Evan's show. It was a huge deal for me. It is a huge deal for me. I'm going to keep that show at least for a while, but I have no intention of getting rid of it. And I'm extremely excited. I'm excited about the entire lineup in the station. I'm excited for Tommy to get his own show. I've worked with Tommy for a long time. Me and, you know, I saw Sean Marash put out something on Instagram about the three of us being part of a major announcement here at the station. The three of us have been at the station for a long time. All of us interns, all of us been here forever. I remember the two of them at my 30th birthday party, which is, you know, 12 years ago now. We've grown up at the station, worked together forever. I worked with both of them. I actually worked with Sean before I worked with Tommy. I worked for Sean with CMB. So, I mean, I've worked with them, and the idea that the three of us were a main part of that announcement is very cool. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be, you know, I think it's going to be me and Craig going to do a really good show. I think you guys are going to like it, and I'm looking forward to it. And then I've also worked with BT and Sal, and we know that, you know, decisions are made, and it impacts people negatively as well as it impacts people positively. And the two of them have done an incredible job this week. And really, the entire show, since they were put together, I thought, you know, BT and Sal do an incredible job. Both of them could not have been nicer to me. I obviously know Sal a lot better. I've known Sal for 20 years. I told the story about meeting in Vegas, and that's how it led to all this. I met Sal in Vegas 20 years ago. And he's literally walked in my shoes. He has literally walked in my shoes in Atlantic City when they wouldn't let him into a club with sneakers, and he had to wear my big shoes that he was flopping around in because I have bigger feet. But I have looked up to Sal. Sal's a friend of mine. He does an incredible job. Both of them do. They both couldn't have been nicer. Both root for me. Both have been great. They do a great job, and I know both of them will continue on and continue a great career that's already started. So it's never easy, but both of those guys are incredible, and Sal in particular, who I've known for forever, is just one of the great, great guys. Come, I remember Sal being the crazy lunatic in an Atlanta Falcons jersey screaming in the newsroom. So, but I am very excited to get this started. The new show starts January 5th. Again, I'll still have overnight shows and 5-hour midnight rides for the next couple of weeks leading up into the new year. So this isn't the end of this. We'll do a little bit more of that as we say goodbye, but just wanted to address it one more time just for this audience, the overnight audience here. It's been an incredible 2.5-year run. I've enjoyed every second of it, even talking to Brett in Long Island and Eddie in Rockland. I've enjoyed all of it, and I'm going to miss it, but looking forward to the new show. Can't wait to get it started, and that's that. So let's get back to the calls. Actually, let's get to Joe Burrow, because we heard a we heard from Joe Burrow on Wednesday when he spoke to the media, and the entire NFL has taken note of it because it was jarring. It was really jarring how Joe Burrow spoke to the media and how he sounded so somber and so joyless. And, like, it has really made an impact and sent shockwaves through the NFL because he is, without question, one of the great quarterbacks in the league. Now, he can't stay healthy, and I think that's part of the reason he's feeling the way he's feeling. But he steps on the field, and the Cincinnati Bengals with him are instantly a Super Bowl contender. Without him, they can hardly win a game. With him, they are a Super Bowl contender. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He has gone. He has beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. He has gone to the Super Bowl. He has, I mean, he steps on the field. He is right there with Lamar Jackson. He is right there with Josh Allen. He is right there with Patrick Mahomes. The only reason he's not those guys is because he hasn't played as many games because he can't stay healthy. But he is a dominant quarterback in this league and an MVP caliber player and someone who I would trust in a big game easy. Give me Joe Burrow in a big game. Sign me up. But let's hear Joe Burrow talk and let's hear how he sounded, and then we'll talk about maybe the ramifications and if the Jets should be interested in Joe Burrow if he is willing to move and if his time in Cincinnati has run out. But here's some cuts. Here's some sound of Joe Burrow talking about his joy of the game, talking about his future, talking about issues that he's dealing with. A couple of cuts from this Joe Burrow press conference.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrating.
There's just a lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All the above. Like you said, there's nothing. All we can do is focus week to week and try to win games. I don't think anybody's really thinking about the playoffs right now. That's within reach, but on our fingertips. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing and try to get better.
Yeah, I mean, so he's not having fun. There's issues going on, both personal and football-wise. He couldn't have sounded more somber and fed up. He's talking about, you know, the idea that the playoffs are even really a discussion with them right now. And I can understand it. Look, we've talked about this, and we've heard this with Andrew Luck, right? I mean, and I just talked about it before. When you are constantly rehabbing and it feels like your entire season is just trying to get on the field, that is both physically and mentally draining. There's just no way around that. It is physically and mentally draining. It's not just 1 year for him. This has been his entire NFL career. Every single season, something has happened that's derailed his year, and he has had to fight and claw and rehab and push it and do everything he can just to get on the field. And by the time he does, the season's typically over because they're not good enough without him. And then you add on to it that last week, they're in Buffalo in the snow about to beat the Bills. And fair or unfair, because he's the only reason they're in the game, but fair or unfair, he has back-to-back just horrendous interceptions that completely changed that game. They were beating the Bills. They were driving. And he throws one right into a linebacker blitzing at him, throws it right into his hands, and he runs it back. And then on the next pass, he throws another interception, and a touchdown lead turns into a five-point deficit, I believe, like that. They were going down to make it a two-score game, and then he threw back-to-back picks. And it completely changed that game. So not only is he dealing with all he's dealing with. But he's about to make that playoff conversation at least more plausible, especially in a division with the Ravens and the Steelers kind of, you know, going week to week, good, bad, and both at 500 practically. So I can understand all of this. But here's my point, right? As we look at the Jets and we look at the two first-round picks they have this year and the three first-round picks they have next year, and the idea of where they're drafting right now, which is, I believe, seventh, and the idea that they would have to trade up to get Mendoza, and to do that, it's going to cost you almost all the draft equity you just acquired at the trade deadline. Make no mistake, to move up from 7 to 1, it's going to cost you multiple first-round picks. Multiple. For a quarterback you don't know anything about, a quarterback you hope in Mendoza is someone who can lead a franchise because he played well in the Big Ten championship game. Like, we get that. That's why I want to tank, because I don't want to take that chance and give draft picks to take that chance. That sucks. That's a lot of equity into a tough decision that the Jets haven't been able to get right in forever. But here's the one thing I'll say about trading for Joe Burrow specifically. Has coming to the Jets ever uplifted anyone's spirits? Like, I hate to be that guy. I hate to be that guy. But we just thought we saw it with Aaron Rodgers. He was fed up in Green Bay. They were kind of fed up with him. He went into the dark for 2 weeks or whatever it was. And he came out. I intend to play, and I intend to play for the Jets. And he felt rejuvenated. And look what happened. Like, I think you have to be open to it because he's Joe Burrow and he instantly makes your team better. And you can't go into every discussion and every single scenario and say to yourself, well, we're the Jets and this never works. You can't go into things like that. But at the same time, this isn't just the idea of an aging veteran quarterback who can't stay healthy. This is a guy who's questioning whether or not he still has passion for the game. Does coming into a situation with the New York Jets when they have the longest playoff drought in the history of professional sports, not in the history of professional sports, currently in professional sports, do you think that's something he would be open to, that he would relish leaving the Bengals in that bad situation for the Jets? Like, I just don't know if he would be into it. I don't know if you can make it happen, but if he is, I don't know how you say no. Because he's that good. He's that good. And I would forego taking the chance of drafting Mendoza and your future quarterback. I mean, I still, like, it's hard for me not to say that's the way to go. But Joe Burrow at his age is so unique. Like, I wouldn't do it for anybody else. Like, I wouldn't do it for anybody else. Like, I wouldn't forego, not make a massive trade, because obviously there's nobody else worth making a massive trade for. But I wouldn't bring in any other veteran quarterback versus trading up and getting the Mendoza. He's the only quarterback that I would even consider foregoing drafting the quarterback. Like, obviously, I wouldn't trade a big package for Kirk Cousins, or I wouldn't trade a big package for, you know, any of these, another veteran quarterback. But I wouldn't even consider bringing in a veteran quarterback outside of him. And it's going to cost you a ton of picks, but, man, he's that good. He's still that young. He still has a decade ahead of him. And you know, like, you know, if healthy, he is a top-of-the-league quarterback. But I just don't like the idea that a guy who's worried whether or not he still has passion for football, if I'm going to bring him to the New York Jets. Like, there's just something about that in general that makes me very nervous. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. So a little bit of football. We'll get into the Giants as well as they take on the Washington Commanders, and we will see Jackson Dart back out on the field after 2 weeks off. We'll go around the league a little bit. We'll give you some picks. But I can see you guys still want to talk baseball. So let's get back to your baseball calls. 888-808-1019. Mark in Kings Park. What's up, Mark?
Hey, yeah, so certainly congratulations. It's been wonderful watching your climb in WFAN. So certainly congrats.
Thank you very much.
Not looking forward to hearing from your partner, but I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So I'll be listening.
I appreciate that, and I think you will like what you hear, but thank you very much.
Awesome. I like what I hear in the overnights all the time. I've always liked you, man. Despite being a Yankee fan, I'm a big Met fan, but nonetheless.
Yep. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, you're very objective, which I like. You're not just a Yankee
fan. I like to think so. I don't know how many people agree with you necessarily, but I like to think so.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. So what I wanted to just kind of talk about is, with Skubal, like, for example.
Yeah.
The Mets would have to make, like, 4 or 5 moves to actually say, yeah, like, let's go all in for Skubal. And they're just at a point now where it's like, you just destroy this team for absolutely no reason. Yeah, the Core didn't win anything. I get that. But it also wasn't fair where you didn't get any starting pitching. You didn't go all in with starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, this team's going to go up and down in the first of a long season, not scoring runs, scoring a ton of runs. So that's going to happen. It just is such a gut punch because I don't think we were that far away from where we were. I think the team underachieved last year and overachieved in 2024. So I think we were kind of somewhere in between. It just seems like that we're just a couple pieces here or there. And with Stephen Cohen's pocketbook, we could have gotten to that point. And now we're going to have to suffer through, and don't kid yourself, massive rebuild. Because David Stearns, hard to trust right now.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, this is a playoff team? Nah, man. Like, it ain't a playoff team. It's a 72-win team right now. And
right now you can't even make the case. They are not a playoff team. There's no doubt.
No, they're not even close to a playoff team.
No.
And I mean, even if prospects hit, we're gonna have a prospect in left field, prospect in center field. We're gonna have prospects all around the diamond. Jet Williams will be up. I mean,
I don't know. I'm not as convinced as you are that they're not gonna build a playoff team. Like, I agree with you right now with no left fielder, Taylor in center, Beatty at third, Lindor at short, Marcus Semien at second, a platoon. I mean, right now, I don't know who's your first baseman. Vientos, McNeil, and the pitching staff and the bullpen. I agree with you right now, today, as presently constituted. This is not a 500 team, let alone a playoff team. Now, they could surprise you, and Benj could be better than you think, and you know, all of Sprout and Tong can join McLean as aces at the top of the staff, and maybe they are. But no, I agree with you. This is not a playoff team. But again, the season does not start tomorrow. And I do find it hard to believe that they would go full rebuild. I find it hard to believe that they're not going to do anything. I mean, I would think that Bellinger just is a, like, you have to go do that. And again, by the way, I've said this a bunch, Pete's better. They are worse. In my mind, they are worse if they get Bellinger and lose Pete. That is not a winning, that's not addition by subtraction. Like, he's not nearly the same offensive player that Pete is. He hasn't had that track record. Yeah, he had an MVP 7 years ago, but he's been a solid major league player. Now, he's better defensively, and you want to make the case that it makes you better overall. I still would argue it against it, but it certainly doesn't improve you, and you're trying to improve. You only won 83 games last year. So Bellinger's not nearly enough. And it sounds like they don't want to spend in free agency for starting pitching, which I understand, but then you got to go out there and make trades. You and everybody else is trying to make trades via pitching and starting pitching. Everybody. So I don't know what the plan is. I still refuse to believe that there's no plan. Because outside of Diaz, I think they got what they wanted so far. Like, that's outside of Diaz, they've done what they wanted. I think they screwed up Diaz. But they didn't want Pete, and they didn't want Nimmo. So there's got to be a plan, but I just don't see it because not doing some of these moves, they're going to just go get Bellinger and Tucker? Like, I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked, but maybe that's the plan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right, 2:33. McMonagle here with you on this Friday morning. Football Friday. It's also, with everything going on, my 10-year wedding anniversary this morning. Or today. All day, I suppose. And you know how I know that? Because the great Richard Ackerman already texted me to say happy anniversary. The guy is insane. I love him. I love him. As, you know, Rich is one of the too many people who will be leaving the company. He's went public with his tweet. A lot of people have. Dove, Ack. I mean, these are the characters that have made WFAN what it was. And it's got me thinking, you know, with you know, me moving to a different show and taking on afternoons and saying goodbye to people like Ack and Dove, it's made me think a lot about my time at the station, just how different things were. But yeah, Ack already texted me. He sent me a picture of me and my wife walking down the aisle that he took at my wedding. He's insane. I love him. But he's good for that. If I ever forgot my anniversary, he's there for it. If I ever forgot my kids' birthdays, he's there for it. He was mad yesterday that someone tried to horn in on his McMonagle song business. He's been singing the McMonagle song to me every time I see him for the last, I don't know, 15 years. And we had a caller the other day come up with one. The morning show was playing it. I don't think Ack was very happy that someone else tried to do a McMonagle song. But yeah, so my 10-year anniversary, 10 years already. It's crazy. Happy anniversary, honey. Love you. And yeah, we were thinking about doing something in February during, she's a teacher. So we were thinking about doing something in February, the week of the winter recess, but things change. 888-808-1019. So we'll have to find another way to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. 888-808-1019. Hector in the Bronx. What's up, Hector?
Hey, C-Mac. How you doing, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
All right. Before I get to my Yankee stuff, I just wanted to wish you and your family a happy holiday, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
And it's been a pleasure being able to call you guys on the overnight. Won't be able to talk to you in the daytime because the phone's too busy. And
No, listen.
Me and my wife drive cross-country.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. And again, I didn't do too much on that because you know, it's not, I don't know, a couple, I'm not Tony Page, it hasn't been forever, but it's been 2.5 years. And I still have some more overnights, but on the final couple of overnights, we'll talk more about just, you know, how great it was to talk to people like you, Hector, and you know, the regular callers who called in all the time, and the people who you share this lifestyle with. It is different because it's a unique lifestyle that many people can understand and don't understand. So,
yeah, like the vampires.
Yeah, we're like vampires. It's totally true. It is a different world. So, you build a connection with the callers because you know you're going through the same thing. A lot of truck drivers, a lot of bartenders who work until 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, a lot of different, you know, a lot of people work in warehouses or whatever. Like, it's just, it's a unique lifestyle. And, you know, that's one of the things that we all have in common when you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. So thank you for all the calls, Hector. I appreciate it.
No doubt. And my Yankee thing is, I wish I was as optimistic as you are about our team going into the season being mm-hmm. where it is and being good enough to get to the playoffs. But what worries me is that if we lose Bellinger, and then now I'm hearing that they're shopping this guy, Chaz. Yes. Like, Chaz, yeah, I don't want to – we can't lose both these guys, especially go far in the playoff run. And I don't believe, unlike fans, that we're going to stand pat and we're going to just not do anything. I think they have some up their sleeve, and I think they're working, but it's a tough – thing to do just to get players, I'm sure.
No, not look, and right now, and thank you for the call, Hector. Your line was a little bit tough to hear you. And again, I'm still doing overnights for a while, so I'm sure we'll talk. But I think Cash, as far as like something up his sleeve, I don't think he's done. And they're not shopping Jazz necessarily. I know we're mincing words here. They're listening. That people are calling about Jazz and they're not saying, sorry, we're not trading Jazz. Is that shopping? I don't know. Either they're shopping or there's been enough calls where beat writers, where the newsbreakers are getting it. Right? It's either them actively shopping or enough people have gotten the idea that they could shop and have made enough calls where it's become a story. One way or another, they're talking trading Jazz. However you want to look at it, they're talking trading Jazz, which I don't think they would do. It's not like they're going to do it for prospects, man. This is not a trade deadline trade from a last place team to a first place team where they're, you know, looking for, like, if they're trading Jazz, it's to improve, at least in their minds. Who knows if that's what comes of it, but they're looking to improve this roster. They think they could do something else with Jazz, get another piece, and then play someone else at second base or do something different. Where they're looking to improve this team, they're not looking to get they're not looking to get, you know, minor leaguers who might impact the team in 2 or 3 years. Like, that's not what it's going to be. It's not going to be Jazz Chisholm for two, you know, minor league pitching prospects. It would be a trade that would look to impact this roster this year and do a trade that makes sense for the other team to try and improve their roster. And as far as Bellinger, I think they want Bellinger. I just don't think they're going to go 7, and we'll see if that number falls down. Eventually, the market might come to them. But I don't think they're going to go chase him at 7 years. I just don't think they're going to. And you can trade Jazz and get better. There's no doubt. If you trade Jazz for a legitimate starting pitcher, right, and then you have another pitching prospect that then you feel comfortable moving to get something else, to get an outfielder if you lost Bellinger, or move Jazz for, you know, or you move Jazz for something and then you sign Bregman and Bregman apparently is not happy with his market. Bregman's regretting opting out of the $40 million contract from Boston. But if you trade Jazz for a pitcher and then you get Bichette or Bregman to play second base, I mean, you can make the argument you've improved. So I'm open to anything, but I agree with you. It's going to be hard to envision getting much better trading Jazz. You could argue he's the second best second baseman in the league behind Ketel Marte. Like, that's what he was last year. He's a 30 for 30 guy. I always say 30 for 30. He's not a documentary guy. 30 and 30 guy. That's hard. That's hard to replace from second base. Justin in Floral Park. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Chris. How are you, pal?
Good. How are you?
Great. Good. Congrats on the new gigs.
Thank you.
I'll try to call, but I know Craig doesn't like taking calls. But we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll see if we can squeeze him in.
Yes, of course. Like you, like I said, all the teams except Bills, your Giants.
Okay.
As far as the Yanks go, what do you think, honestly, is the plan here? Because I think Bellinger, I have a gut feeling he's going to go to the Mets. I just have a feeling that they're going to overpay.
Listen, they need him. They need him. They might need him worse than the Yankees need
him.
They do. And they both need him, but I think they might need him worse than the Yankees do.
So do you think our fullback is a platoon of Spencer Jones and Dominguez?
No, because that platoon doesn't work. They're both left-handed.
I understand, but that's the thing. Cashman says we're too left-handed, which you never think you would ever hear Cashman say after he just kept signing all the right-handed batters.
Yeah.
So, I think they need to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the other thing. You move Jazz and then you bring in Bichette or someone right-handed. I think that's proof that, like, all those years that Cashman, like, loves right-handed hitters or doesn't care about lefties. He gets the best players available, or at least in his estimation, the best players available, and it'll go in cycles. Sometimes they'll be too heavy right-handed, too heavy left-handed, and sometimes he'll look for balance, and then some, like, it's one of those things. But a platoon of those two doesn't make sense to me. When you say platoon, it wouldn't be a platoon. It would be, we'll start the year playing both, and hopefully someone emerges as the starting left fielder. That's how you handle the two left-handed prospects. And I know Dominguez is a switch hitter. I get it. But he's been so bad right-handed that you almost view him as a left-handed hitter. And certainly when you use the term platoon, you would platoon him with a right-handed hitter. But you don't platoon those two. You put one on the bench, you put one in left field, and maybe you rotate them and both give them an opportunity, or someone goes down and you play him for, and then someone emerges as the guy you play more than the other. But if you want a straight-up platoon, you get a platoon with, you know, Ahmad Rosario. You get a platoon with, you know, some right-handed hitting outfielder. You're not going to platoon those two young pro. And honestly, I hope they either sign Bellinger or trade for Kwan or Donovan, who can play outfield for now and then maybe transition to second base next year if Jazz leaves. But I would rather do that if they lose Bellinger than give it to Dominguez or Spencer Jones. I would like to trade them. I don't know if Dominguez can ever play left. I don't know if they'll ever trust him enough to play him every day. And I think he's better off going somewhere else and getting a ton of at-bats and going to a team that would be willing to play him. Like, if he goes to Cleveland for Kwan, they'll play him out there and every day in left field, and he'll probably end up developing better than he will with the Yankees, who can't afford to not have a good outfielder out there who are going to try and win the championship. Cleveland can live with it. So I would look to move both of them, if I could, for either starting pitching or another outfielder or someone who could play shortstop, because that's what I really think. But again, I've gone over the Yankee plan. I think it's quite obvious. Free agency is Bellinger or bust. That's it. They already have three big-time priced starters. They're not adding to the starting rotation in free agency. They'll try and do it via the trade. If they lose out on Bellinger in free agency, they're not pivoting to Tucker, and there's not another outfielder worth paying. They will try and replace it via trade or through Dominguez or Spencer Jones. They're going to add some right-handed bench players that you could theoretically platoon. McMahon with a third, Dominguez with in left, whatever. They're going to add some right-handed bench pieces that will give Boone some options on days against tough lefties. And they're going to add some bullpen arms. That's the Yankee plan. I mean, they could not have made it any clearer. That's the Yankee plan. I will be shocked if it deviates in a major way or a big name or big ticket item outside of that. Tony in Montreal. What's up, Tony?
How you doing at C-Mac?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. And
still cold
I'm
up there? I actually had my brother-in-law went up there for a couple of days. He said it was absolutely freezing.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We just got a little bit of snow. It's called a dusting up here. It's about a foot of snow.
Oh, okay.
And my son had to come over here and help me out. It was just way too much snow to move. Got my snowblower to work, and I have a good son taking care of his
Absolutely
old dad.
Good.
So, gotta love the that kind of dedication. And mm-hmm. he's a guy that you talk about. He gets up at 4:30 in the morning, does the snow removal. It's a contractor, ceramics.
Oh, nice.
So he's up. He's one of the guys that listens to the radio. I just want to say, C-Mac, it's a total pleasure listening to you, McPherson, Sal, and the entire crew at your station. I really enjoy listening to you guys. I consider you guys like part of my day. Even though I'm in another country, I can listen to you right off my radio at night and early in the morning. I can get, like, it's called a skip. So I guess it's got something to do with the sun or the whatever. I'm not a scientist, but
yeah.
I know I can't get you during the day. And our Canadian government blocks Odyssey in Canada, so you can't even stream you off our phones. So, you know, we got to work on that. If you move to the morning show, try to get WFAN, say, look, this guy Tony Montreal really loves you. Try to get your government and Trump or whoever to convince our government to let you stream into our country, because maybe our radio stations need some good competition from you guys.
That's it right there, Tony. Me and you, we can bridge the gap. We could be our own version of the Bering Strait. Me and you, we can get Canada, the United States, we can get Odyssey to Canada. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know you couldn't do that. Because we would get calls from all over the place. We would get calls from Israel, we'd get calls all over the place.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But yeah, I didn't know you couldn't call from, you couldn't listen to us in Canada, that you only can listen at night. That's a bummer. But yeah, thank you for listening, man. I appreciate it. And the station is and has been the best. Always has been since the day I got here and was cutting tape for Tracy Burgess and buying breakfast for the McEnroe brothers. That's another great story that I'll tell again sometime when I paid. As the, you know, intern getting breakfast as before Boomer and Carton, there was that time period of them trying out everybody. So I was here for that time period when they were trying out everybody before even Boomer was doing regular shows. I think Boomer was like the first one. I forget who he partnered with for the very first trial. But then after that, it was a bunch of different people. And one of the shows was the McEnroe brothers. They did a week. John and Patrick McEnroe did a week filling in and did the mornings. And I was the breakfast coordinator, as you try and emphasize every title as high as you can. So I was the intern who would get breakfast every morning. And I guess they just assumed breakfast was free. They were filling in. You know, it's they're not part of the crew. They don't understand that you have to fill out. Like, they just, it was like, oh, I was walking around. Hey, would you like anything for breakfast? Or anything for breakfast? Going to, this is the menu from the place with the cup across the street, whatever we ordered from. And they got breakfast every day, never gave me money. And if you think, as an intern at WFN who just got started, with all the turmoil that was going on in that time period, if you think I was looking at John McEnroe in the face and saying, nah, that's $4.50, I wasn't. So I bought the McEnroe brothers breakfast for an entire week. But that was an interesting time period, too. I mean, with all the... I remember there was an issue. They wouldn't let Geraldo in the building, that, you know, he didn't have the pass or he wasn't on the list or whatever. And someone had to run down to get Geraldo in. I was like, they don't recognize Geraldo? But Geraldo did a week. Who else? Mad Money, Kramer, he did a week. I think he did it from his TV studio. He didn't come in that week. But, before they settled, I mean, obviously, I think Mike and Chris were kind of switching off where they would do a week. Mike would do a week of it. Chris would do a week of it. But, yeah, there was a bunch of people doing the mornings, a bunch of people getting looks and tryouts. But the McEnroe brothers were the one I remember the most because I bought them breakfast all week. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Steve in Stanford. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how are you, C-Mac? Thank you very much. And by the way, happy anniversary. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Same to you,
Steve. I think
Steve.
You have a lot to look forward to.
A lot to look forward to. And not only this, since we're on it and I'm being so transparent and, you know, attention craving, it's my birthday on Friday, too, the 19th. Look at this. It's just, it never ends.
Wow, there you go.
Wait. You got to wish me happy birthday, too. Come on.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you, Steven.
Happy early birthday. Not belated. I never wish somebody happy early birthday. I'm usually a week late rather than a week early.
I'm just kidding. I'm just messing around. Good.
No, I get it. But by the way, you showed more emotion in the last 2 seconds than Joe Burrow did in the entire press conference.
Yeah.
That man is beaten down.
Yeah.
That's called a flat affect. I don't know if it's like one too many concussions. Something is very wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, and part of it is because, I mean, the data suggests like he's been beaten up. Nobody's taking more hits than him.
No, we have seen it before, and you're 100% right. And I was saying it. It's not just the beatings you take. It is the effort, the physical and mental exhaustion that comes with rehabbing. Like, that is tough to consistently. This is why, it's why Andrew Luck retired. It's not even so much that your body feels terrible or that you're beat up. It's that you're constantly working just to get back. And then once you get back, you got to work to perform. And when the level of work outweighs the fun of playing on Sundays, it becomes a drain on you. I don't think there's any doubt. And that offensive line that they put him in front of, you know, we always use it as an example. Every time we would talk about offensive line and Daniel Jones, you can't function under this. That was my go-to line. That Joe Burrow got sacked 9 times in a playoff game and still won. You can overcome bad offensive line play, but you can't continually get beat up and hurt like this. It wears on you, man, and he sounds like it is wearing on him. It absolutely sounds like it's wearing on him. And I also think the idea that he threw 2 killer picks last week for a game they had won. Now, he's the only reason they had it won, and he's a great player, and he transforms that team into a legitimate threat. They're terrible. He's like He's like LeBron James, and both teams are from Cleveland. Like, it's, I mean, from Ohio, obviously. When LeBron played for the Cavaliers, they were a 60-win team in the NBA Finals. And when he left, they were a 20-win team. Like, that's what it feels like with Joe Burrow. When he leaves, they have zero chance of winning. When he comes back, they're beating the Bills, if not for a couple of mistakes. They're beating the Baltimore Ravens. Like, he steps on the field, it transforms the whole team. But I just think he's getting tired of rehabbing. I think it wears on you. I think it's the same thing we heard from Andrew Luck. And I said it before, I think it's the same thing from Derek Jeter. I think Derek Jeter would have continued to play, but he had a year and a half straight of trying to recover from that broken ankle, and he didn't want to do that anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.